Come in. Let's go wait outside.
Is your souffle there? Darling? Is your souffle there? It might not be here, but I heard a car coming. It is, I think. Okay, we'll sit now. Sit, we're outside now, audio boot. Audio mo, should I say. Good boy. I don't think it is here. I don't think it is here. Where is it then? Is that the cab? You're locking the door? Okay. Check it's locked. Okay. Is it here, darling? Talk to the brick wall. I presume it is. I'll go in the front. Wait. Wait. Let me get in front, please, if you don't mind. Sit. Come in.
How are you?
I'm Can I move the seat back a bit? I can't.
Yeah.
How do I do it?
How much do you charge for the dog?
You don't charge for the dog.
Yeah.
If you do, I'm getting straight back out.
No, I just want to know, did they charge for the cat dog? Yeah, they send me, yeah. Is it free? How much is it?
It's free. No, it's not £2, it's free. Let me ring them.
It says free. It says Gaddo, it says free. You want to ring them?
Yeah, yeah, it is free. Okay, everyone.
All right then. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. It's good. Nice weather, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Very good. No, it's very quiet, to be honest.
I suppose everyone's gone out,
yeah.
Or sitting out in the garden, or...
Yeah, you know, and with this kind of weather, people can afford to walk around. If you can, it's not far. What's up? Yeah, I know.
You know where it is.
£5. Well,
Speedy.
Speedy, yeah.
£5 on. Wait. Okay, hold on. You've got your foot caught in your lead. That's it. Good boy.
Okay.
You're hot, aren't you? Oops. Okay, thanks. Right, thank you. Now. Thank you very much. Right, on you go. Quick. Thanks. Oops. Oh. Can you shut the door, please, darling? Hold on now. Good boy. Really hot. Sorry,
sir. You're walking all night, walking with me?
No, has he got his harness on? Well, that's because he's not guiding me, darling. Don't be so awkward. Snap out of your bad mood.
Oh, please, don't make me go on here like that, please.
Sit. Good boy. That's it.
Oh, bless.
Now, steady now.
Oh,
steady. Good boy. Niall, come here. Sit. Can I sit down, please?
Kids?
Now, shush. Sit here where there's a fan. Come here, good boy.
Leave him because he's a seeing dog.
Turn round. Okay. Turn round. Stroke round his head and if he rolls over on his back, but he's not doing that at the moment, he's sitting up, so I think he'd just like it if you stroke his head and his back.
We're going to get a dog.
Are you?
He's going to be a hamster.
Well, that'd be a hamster.
A hamster?
Hamsters keep you awake at night on their wheel.
Yeah.
Guinea pigs are sweet. I used to have guinea pigs. Oh, now he's seen the toys. Look at his ears gone up, look.
Then if he has it, then he might chew it.
No, you better not have it, because then I might... No, sit.
Not a good idea, Hayden.
Sure he'd like it, but...
Cheers.
Right, so I've got to come back for the next lot.
Yeah, I'll make a note on there.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
Nah. Oh. We need a hamster and a dog. No, not...
Come on, then.
We need...
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hope the cat gets better soon.
Thank you. Well, no, I don't think it's a neurological problem.
Oh,
20. 16, so...
Oh, he's excited and he likes being here when he sees other dogs.
That's it. Mind his toes.
Jade is in there.
I'm turning him round now so he's not facing the other dog when it comes out. Thanks for the warning.
You can explain to me about
Moving.
Yeah. No, it's just about the week. I've done
your week. That's so fine. I've done your 28 capsules.
Right.
But I'll get it all for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've got 4 o'clock.
What's the surname?
McNeil.
McNeil. Brilliant. Shouldn't be too long.
All right. Am I the next one?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm hearing crying, whining. Let me go and get me bits and
balls. You can hear me.
Not actually
thinking
about you.
No,
it
says, yeah, he's here.
Right.
On my G.
That is just so I know.
Stay down. Stay down.
How old is he?
6 and a half.
Yeah. What, years?
Yeah.
I thought he was younger than that. He's got a young face.
What sort of dog have you got?
South African Mastiff, Bogle.
Oh. I suppose he's huge though, isn't he? He sounds big.
Yeah, he's a big baby in
here. I can hear him.
Frets.
Oh.
Hello.
Not you.
Stay.
He doesn't want to play. He's had an operation.
There you
go. Stay
see
down.
Later. Come on.
Stay down.
There's a guide dog here.
Now stay down. Good boy.
Hey, manager, you want to put him in the car and come back? It's a bit hard for that.
I'll be alright.
Actually, yeah, okay. I won't be
that. Okay. I've never seen him before. It's a new one. Stay down. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't like you. It's him. It's because he's excited because he's seen another dog. He doesn't like other dogs. Now behave. Oh, have you? Oh, that's nice. Oh, was it a puppy?
Puppy.
Oh, yeah. Oh. My husband does it as well. He's got, what's your dog called? Katie.
Katie?
Yeah.
coming in now.
Oh no.
Oh dear. You can hide here.
Stay down. You stay down, Niall. Good boy.
Let me just get all this sorted out. I've got eye drops here. So it's
one drop, three times daily. It's a right eye.
Store it. I gave her a tube already, Lizzie.
Oh, you gave her a tube already? Oh, sorry. Lie down. I thought that was us then. Down. Good boy. No, it's... Oh dear. Stay in. Shush, Niall, he doesn't want to play. Is that you, what? You stay down, lying down like that, being a good boy. Where are you going? What, put your that thing?
Yeah, when you don't, just give me a call.
Okay, all right, darling. Can you get me a drink, please?
Tell me to get you a drink.
What? So, that things are not there. Come here, Niall. Good boy. Oh, thanks. I don't think he's going to get me one, so I don't know. He's not getting me one, so you can go and get one if you want. Okay, let's go. Are you coming in with me? Okay. All right, come on this way.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I haven't seen you before, have I? You haven't got a chair in here, have you?
I can get you a chair.
If you don't mind.
I don't know if we have a stable one. It's on wheels, you see, am I?
Oh, it's all right, no, I'm doing it. Yeah, it's fine.
Would you like a sit with wheels then?
Yeah, I don't mind one with wheels in. I don't want a wheelchair, but a chair with wheels is quite nice.
It's all right.
Okay. Come here, mister. Come on, little boy. Sit. You wanted to play football with the doggies, didn't you?
There's your stool with wheels.
Oh, that's fine.
That's it, like a saddle.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Oops.
Like stick it against the table. Hang on a second. I'm just going to go further forward a tiny bit.
Okay.
And now it's against the table.
Hopefully it won't take off then. Oops.
You can lean on the table as well if you wish.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, now I'm McNeil. How are things? Any funny turns?
No, he's been absolutely fine. I brought him for a blood test.
Yes.
And also, I might as well get his 6 month check-up done while he's here.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because I haven't been very well, he hasn't been out much until the last 2 weeks, so his claws, someone could keep his claws for me.
You're a lucky thing.
What, I haven't been out.
We can do for you.
I've started getting out. I haven't been very well, so... Turn down, what have you got your back to him for? Turn down, sit. That's it.
Is he allowed to have some treats?
Yes, okay.
Liver treats. You like them? Yeah?
There you go, good boy, aren't you? He's 6.5.
How long have you known
him? Nearly 5 years. You're a good boy, aren't you? You're very good.
He's got some dirt on his back teeth and his gums quite red.
Is it?
Yeah. He would benefit from having them cleaned off altogether.
Okay, now I'll have to get permission for that.
Yeah. His gums are very red. He hasn't got an awful lot of dirt, but he has enough to make it get very red, it seems. Some dogs would have more dirt and wouldn't be so red. He's got sensitive gums,
yeah,
I guess.
He must have, because he had it done once before a couple of years ago.
Right. The way I avoid that now is raw bones. Chewing on raw bones cleans their teeth beautifully.
Where do you get them from?
Butchers and supermarkets.
They still have them there, because I know
some do and some don't.
Because after all the
stories.
Yeah, the beef scare and all that, they stopped doing it in a lot of places, didn't they?
Yeah. I live over in West Wickham, so I'm looking at the butcher over there is good. But the nurse recently bought some marrow bones in Morrison's.
Oh, okay.
Near here.
So the ones you buy, they're no good. The ones you get like a Pets at Home and stuff like that.
If they're a raw bone, that's good, no matter where you get it, but I don't know if Pets at Home sell raw bones.
No, I don't think they do. They sell like the, not the sterilised ones, the like marrow ones, but I think they're like cooked.
Yeah. You'd imagine they're okay if they're selling them, where they're strong enough to clean his teeth, they should be. So
but
I think they should be okay.
But he still needs to have it done anyway.
Well, if we have it done, we don't want to have to need it done in 2 years' time again. So that's why getting bones afterwards would be good, maybe.
Yeah,
or brushing his teeth every day. Job for you.
Is
that job?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
I suppose
okay,
I would.
That'd be okay as well. Wouldn't it?
I think he'd let me do it.
Yeah, he should do. He's a highly trained individual. This is one big tooth at the back. Let's look behind that one if it's possible. The eye at the bottom is worse one as well, yeah. So. But this side, I can't really see too well. There's too much to see when you're awake. When you're asleep, we'll see more. But yeah, definitely he would benefit because he's got very red areas there.
Well, if when you come to fill my book in, if you could write that in there, and I will call them and get it sorted out.
You seem fine otherwise.
Yeah, his weight's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice. Shall we weigh him today?
Yeah, you might as well, because he hasn't been done for a while.
Do you want to come with him, or will I just take him?
No, you take him, he's
fine.
See you in a minute.
Some more treats than to get you to the weed and more reads, like, yeah? Good boy. Mummy said it's okay to come with me.
Yeah, it's fine. He's still got another, he can go up to 32.5, so.
Nice. We don't need to do that.
No. And now that we're going out, he will probably lose a little bit anyway. Or he certainly won't put any more.
So, is he having the blood test just to check the level of the drug in his system? Is that right?
I think his liver. The receptionist on the phone when I rang up to order more tablets said that his liver functioned, some of the things were a bit high.
I haven't read that, I didn't see that.
Because actually, no one told me that last time. I was a bit upset because I didn't realise, you know. I suppose it's not, but it's just I could have spoken to them.
Yeah,
I could have spoken to them at the time about it, and then they probably have said it's nothing to worry about. Well, hopefully.
See how it compares this time then.
I presume that's due to the drugs.
The ALT was 41, that was okay. ALP was 81, it's not bad, thank goodness. It's outside the normal, but we'll just check it now and see has it changed or not.
What happens if it has?
They may have to give less of the drug.
Okay.
It's possible. He's had no funny turns as far as
he's
known.
Ever since not since he started on them, which was a year ago in September, I think. So it's 2 years this September, and he hasn't had any since then.
So he might not even need a drug, but he just don't know. So, yeah, we should do both tests and the drug and the liver tests.
Yeah.
How did you choose to do it on a Friday afternoon when the labs are closed?
Oh dear.
We can keep it over the weekend, but I suppose it's...
We won't find out. As...
Won't find out so fast.
No.
No.
Are any of them in-house ones?
Some of them are,
yeah.
Yeah, so you have those ones all right. Okay, let's see if we need a blood bottle or two.
Oh, and I also need some worm pills while I'm here. Well, I don't. He does.
Let's invite the nurse in a moment so she
okay.
can hold his vein for us.
He's usually very good when he has it done. You wouldn't believe it was the same dog when you see him in the park. He's like a hooligan.
Good.
He's so quiet when he's here, you know, when he's out, he's so
yeah.
good and quiet. At home he's a nutcase, and in the park he's a hooligan. Or even a thug.
Any good at catching treats? Oh yeah, no problem. So you clip your toe in the hill, tell the nurse we need her, and then she'll come in when she's ready. You wait there, little
okay.
chap. Afternoon. You want to hold the doggy for a blood test? She's chatting there. Peter's just arrived, so he'll
oh, okay.
come in. What a picture of
Hello,
Hello.
How
right.
are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Right.
How's married life?
Pretty good. I'm still in that phase. Where
oh, that's
all right.
good.
She's had to watch all the World Cup games. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Clipping the toenails.
Clipping the nails?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no problems. Oh, you're being very good, aren't you? Hmm?
You're being very good.
Look at that. Well done.
Like your male nurse, do you? Yeah. And you're very great, dog.
Chosen a good patient
to train you on.
Yeah.
Train your nursing skills up.
Let's be fair, isn't it?
Not all guy dogs are like this. My last
yeah.
one was very lively. She loves coming to the vets, but you know, the minute you say give her any attention, she's up wagging her tail. You know,
yeah.
he's just very laid back when he's out.
Yeah.
Do you want
to
get
all
those here? I know it's okay there. That's fine. Yeah. How old was this boy when he got him?
He was about a year and 5 months or something. No, a year and 7 months.
Right.
Okay.
I think he's glad it's over.
That's that. Then we've got to do a blood test.
Sit. Good boy.
Getting down again, are you?
Calm down.
Get up and down like a yo-yo.
Are you shaving some of his fur off?
Sorry, yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Yes.
Did Paul, did Phil give any advice on that gizmo dog? In regards to the ultrasound? Like, just basically it's got the infection in the liver?
That's what Kate said to me, yes.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
I didn't speak to him.
Okay. Let's see what the animal's to do. I'll send it to vet care until it starts eating again.
You're getting some blood now.
You're
good.
So good.
You are a good boy.
Well done. Good. Very good.
Do we get Billy Rubin here, Pete? Or is that
not
go away?
In-house? No.
Oh, okay.
Not in-house.
You can have a bandage on.
Just a little one. It's almost there, but I think I was going to say something.
How long do I leave it on?
An hour's fine.
What colour is it?
We've got pink.
Oh, pink.
We've got pink today. Oh, mate, hey?
Well, he said, I don't want to be seen out with that on.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, right.
Good boy.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.
No problems.
Some tests here and have results in 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll be all right, but we'll see what the tests
are. They the liver ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, he had some other tests done as well, the albumin, the blood protein, and total bilirubin is something else from the gallbladder and the liver.
Okay.
It was slightly raised, so they have been done in the lab.
Okay.
So they will come back next week.
Oh, that's fine. Well,
they're
someone,
writing a book for you now,
yes,
this day.
Someone
will
let
you.
Me know, won't they?
Hopefully. Hopefully this time they will.
Well, they did let me know last time that they said the drug was a little bit low, but that if you hadn't had any fix, then we could leave it as it was. But they just didn't say about the liver or anything, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was just an oversight, probably. Good morning.
There's normally a hard sheet in here to go underneath.
Is that
so
gone?
It's hopefully gone, yes. Bend something.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what's happened to that. It's probably fallen out in the drawer or something at home.
That's okay.
I think, is he getting near the end of that book? I think.
Yeah, it's getting near the end.
I think I'm going to have to write that.
1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 3, 9. You've got a few more bits,
okay.
But not many, yeah. 1, 2,
I thought
it's three
feeling,
more.
It's feeling a bit thin because,
yeah.
You know, where all the pages have been torn out to send off. Yeah.
Vaccinated today, no.
He did have that in January, didn't he?
Well, not today, no, yeah. Just from today's stuff on now.
Yeah.
Which is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I know.
Your brave dog coming here today. You want to have Orbis today?
Yes, please.
Mortality, yes, then. Okay. So his mouth, we're going to say gingivitis. And I would say periodontal disease, give it a big name. Writing advice, anesthetic and dental.
Okay.
Name of the man. People love us. Well, we don't love giving anesthetics when they've had a fit, but if you've only had the one and you're on the medication, and those teeth do need to be done, I would say.
Yeah. Well, he did have about 4 fits in all, but.
Yeah.
I don't know if it... No, I don't think he's had an anaesthetic since then. I can't remember.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see what the blood test tells us. Then we decide. We won't decide anything yet.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is there an increased risk then with the...
The risk of having more fits, possibly we might induce it with an anaesthetic, is a possibility, so we have to think about whether we see the results and decide whether we think it's worth it.
I never realised that.
Maybe raw bones could clean his teeth up anyway.
Yeah.
So it might be worth doing that for a month or two before we decide on anything.
Is it in any discomfort with that? Is it sore?
If we had it, it'd definitely be sore, but the dogs seem to carry on quite well.
These big ones do. I've got a little one that wouldn't, but the big ones, I think they're quite resilient.
It's hard to know what's sore and not sore, because it looks sore, but loads of dogs seem to carry on just the same.
If he stopped eating, I really would worry.
They start eating a bit on one side, or salivating, or crying, things like that, yeah. All right, little boy.
Do they give me the tablets at the front, the worm tablets at the front?
If you just ask them for something, I should get them for you. 131 kilos.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is all foreign.
What?
I can't remember when I got my last...
Because he had a blood test.
Is it?
Yeah. He was very brave, though.
Was he swinging? Did he swing?
No, he was really good. Well, everyone, we're in the same taxi going home, but we've just had an accident, unfortunately. A woman wasn't looking what she was doing. She's hit into the front and damaged the taxi, so we're now waiting for another one to come along. We're okay, but I've ripped my neck back a bit, but I think it's okay, because it was quite a hard crunch. Well, it's Friday the 13th. What can we expect? Hopefully we won't have to wait too long. And I'm not sure, where are we? I don't even know where we are. We're stuck on the main road. Bloody stupid woman. Anyway, I'll be back later. Well, we're still here, waiting for another cab to arrive. I rung them, they said it'll be 1 minute, and that was about 10 minutes ago. The community police officer came up and had a word with me, because they knew that I'd hurt my neck, and I said it doesn't hurt now. It was just on the impact. We were stationary at the time. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but the woman was rolling, or she hit us anyway, but luckily we weren't moving. It's definitely made up my mind that I will travel with Niall in the back in future, because if we'd have been moving and it would have been a harder impact, the airbag could have been activated, and, you know, we don't really want to go there. So luckily he's okay, I'm okay. My husband and son, who are in the back, are okay. Niall doesn't even realise anything's happened. He's just sitting here with his head on my lap. He's curled up on the floor. But I'm getting a bit pissed off now, because we're having to wait, and I don't know if my husband's got to be a witness. I'm not sure, because he's got out of the car, and Ronan, my son, is sitting here, and we're both getting really... And Niall's getting a bit hot now. He's just started to pant. It happened right outside Quick Fit, of all the places.
Sorry?
Yeah?
If you don't mind, does anyone who can be a witness? Did I get that?
I can't be. Obviously, I can't be a witness. Ronan.
Can you be a witness?
He can.
What is it?
I wasn't looking.
He said he wasn't looking. Ronan, did you see what happened?
What?
Did you see what happened?
I just see her roll into us.
She rolled.
I don't know if she was rolling or she was steering. Like, do you know what I mean?
But we weren't moving, were we? No, I don't think so, were we?
Well?
We weren't moving when it happened.
No, we're not moving, we just stopped.
We just stopped. It can't be your fault if we're not moving, can it?
What if I had to come outside?
Yeah, what if I had to come outside, yeah?
Running
to me, yeah?
Yeah.
Because it was not looking at our side, it was not the other side. Couldn't see me at all.
I was thinking her breath was faulty or something. It was so clever.
I went for her to come out, it just hit me, it was looking at our side, it was couldn't look at our side.
All I know is I heard you saying, look at her, look, she doesn't know what she's doing.
I don't know, I'm asking, are you liable? Are you liable? Say, no, just come out and just handle what you say anyway, so I don't know. It's a company car, so I want to get it. Trying to detail, you know?
I'm getting tired. foot now. Oh. I'm getting actually on the foot before.
Hmm?
I need to shower.
Well, you can still have a shower when we get home.
I know, but I'm going to be next.
Hopefully it won't be much longer.
Hmm?
If I've got any money, any cash, I'll get you. Do you want to get a cab over there, or would you rather get the bus?
Yeah. What did I say to you? I don't know why he moved from the accident. He should have waited to enter the television. Just move. Yeah.
Where is the other woman? Is she gone?
Yeah, she fucked off.
So she just cleared off?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. I wonder if there's any like cameras in that round here. Do you think there is? What a stupid bitch.
Come
on, your
fingers off. I know. Hello? Hello, Tad? Somebody ran through my car here now, so we know to extend insurance, so I need insurance to pay. And somebody ran through me.
Have the police gone?
I was back at the police and he just hit my car.
I wonder what the damage is on.
Oh, she's over there.
Oh, she isn't. Oh, she hasn't gone.
Slack. I'm going to pay her up.
The police are here, he said.
What?
He just said the police are here. Niall's fur's blown in my face and it's making me really itch. I brushed you today. He's all right now, he's not panting now.
Have you rung Spirit?
Yeah, I rung him ages ago. They said it was going to be 1 minute and that was about 15 minutes ago. Can you ring them? They're taking the piss. Are we before? I don't even know where Quick Fit is. Is it before the station? Is it before the station? Before the bridge? Oh no! You're making me itch, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cab is here.
Oh, good.
What?
The cab's here.
Sorry. Hello. Where are you parked?
Hey.
Where are you parked?
In the car park. I'll pull out.
Look, please be careful. We don't want to get hit by a car now. All right.
What did you say? Do you want me to get your number or something?
Hmm?
Does anybody want to be a witness?
Do you want to be a witness for?
Well, I didn't really see what happened. I wasn't really paying attention.
What about what did...
But you know we are stopped.
We were stopped, yes. Yeah, yeah, we were definitely stopped.
Can I get your number then?
Yeah, you can get my number, yeah. Okay. Do you want my mobile number?
All right.
I know we were stationary, and I heard you say, look, she doesn't know what she's doing. Look at her, look at her. Oh.
Can I have a good mobile number?
Yes, 077. Sorted out.
No, thanks, yeah.
At what?
This way.
Who am I with? Oh. I think I'll go in the back with him this time. Because if that had been a harder thing, the airbag could have expanded. Is this the back? Ronan, can you take him round the other side? Because there's not a lot of room here, and then cause we can push the seat forward at the front. After that experience,
easy travel with GoToMeeting. Swap long office hours for quality family time.
Is it possible to sell your property for the asking price or above in 7 days? We think so. We're no property. Our open days are...
Don't come here, boy. Sit.
And this year, 95% of our open day properties north of the Thames sold subject to contract within 7 days. And if we don't do
who's
that,
getting in the
property, we'll charge...
Darling, can you pull the seat forward a little bit?
Seven-day property.
Just so that Niall's got a bit of
more room. Properties.co.uk.
How cold?
Conditions apply.
Get my seat.
A house fire can take away a lifetime of memories.
Oh, no.
What?
Did you hear that house fire? That's all we need to hear now. It's a smoke alarm.
Well, it is when we had one and we did lose everything.
Yeah. We're going to kill him on the way.
Yeah. Right? Oh, honestly, we're talking about Friday the 13th.
What up with Friday the 13th?
Well, it's meant to be unlucky, isn't it? Good boy. You're laying down nicely, aren't you? Oh, I wonder what time it is. What time is it? What?
4:05.
What time did we come out of bed?
I don't know. Okay.
About 4:30, I think. I don't know what. How much past 5 is it? What time is it, darling? Hello?
5:20.
Oh. I think we probably came out.
Pardon?
What time do you think we came out? About 4:30?
You probably got it on your text.
Hmm?
You probably got it on your text.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a look in a minute. That's how long it's taken to sort it all out. When I get out, I'll get him to come forward this way so he doesn't have to try and turn round. Is Nan's power back on yet, I wonder?
It should be.
I forgot to ring her this morning. It wasn't last night, about 12 o'clock.
Yeah, no.
Grandad couldn't move.
I saw Grandad today.
Where did you see him?
He came in the shop.
Did he? Yeah. What was he on about?
Well, he was looking in the window, so I went out and saw him. He was like, what are you doing here? You're the manager.
Silly old bucket. Nan rang up. He was at Phil's and Nan rang up and there was no. He'd moved all the. She said she had some candles ready for anything like that in holders, and they were all around the house. Like, there was some in the front room, some in the kitchen, and in the bedroom. None of them were. They're all gone.
Yeah, I've just.
They were all moved, and yeah. Even the holders weren't there. It wasn't just. And she said when he was doing the electrics in his shed, when he had to turn everything off, he had. Probably, she said he probably took the candles out there, but he's denied it. And he didn't care and he didn't come home.
Yeah, I saw him today and he's going to get his hair cut. He's like,
oh, yeah, because Nan refused. They had a big row yesterday. Nan refused to do it. And then, because he last time he had it done up Grovelands, but the bar, and Phil told him the barber's just gone on holiday for a month.
Yeah.
So Nan refused to do his hair. She said, go up Cotmondon and get it. I've done up for the
cut.
Oh, dear.
We see
after
pay.
Yeah. After
our deal.
Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Right, come. Come this way. Have you got everything, Will? Out you come. Mind your tail, I don't want to shut you in the door. That's it.
Thank you.
Alright, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Why is Noah panting like that? He's got his mouth.
He's hot, darling. He's been a bit stressed in the car. He'll be all right when he gets in. I'll get him a drink of water. He's all right.
Well, you got your keys?
No.
Does wherever have his keys?
I can't have to take it out.
Sit. Good boy. Let's get you a nice drink of water. Oh, no, here we go. Oops, mind your bum. I wonder where Lana is. Sit here.
Right here. Hello.
Okay. Niall, darling, what's that smell in here? Oh, it's because we had the oven on before we went out. Hello. Thought it was the smell of burning, but... All right, Niall, calm down. All right, Lammy, calm down. All right, good boys. My dog trip me up. I'm just going to... Hello, Yusuf. Toof-toof. Oh, Toof-toof. Oh, yes, Toof-toof, I'm home. The whole world knows. Niall's shaking his cushion. Are you all right, Niall? Come on, let's go and see what's going on out here. Come on, then. Sit. Come on. Come on, here you come. Come and sit down for a while. It's very humid. Sun's gone in now, I think. Okay, the kids have got their paddling pool out next door. Oh, push off. All right. Darling, yeah. You left the front
extended. Ow! He whipped me round the ankle with them. What have you got in your mouth? Oh! All right, calm down. Oh, you jumped up and fell then. That's you being silly. Oh, all right, calm down. Oh, you're doing my head in, you two. Okay. Anyway, folks, I was going to sit in the garden and drink an iced latte, but I think I'm not going to get any peace out there. So I'll probably sit inside and drink it. All right, I'm just going to call my mum now to see if their power's back on. Well, that was a very eventful audio mo. I'll go and upload it, I suppose. See you later. Now we've just had the smoke alarm go off and I was upstairs and I didn't know Obi had the cooker on. He's nearly frightened the hell out of me. But I didn't manage to catch it. But it might go off again. It's just one of those days. Dean.
No.
Who?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Give me a clue.
We used to live near him.
Not Rylan.
No. They were behind us.
Abby, one of them. Oh, not Lillian.
Her and her mum.
Oh no, they're both simple, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I don't know if Lillian is she?
She doesn't work there.
Does the mum work there?
On Fridays. Oh,
she is a bit simple, I think, isn't she? Does she remember you?
No.
But she is simple, don't you think?
Yeah.
She will just go, hello. You know, she's simple the way she talks to you. Oh no. Have you seen Lillian?
No.
She used to be on our swing, do you remember?
Mm.
You used to shout to each other from the landing. What? You used to call to each other from the landing, do you remember? When we used to have that seat there on the landing, you used to...
I hate that seat.
Well, I'm glad it went, didn't it? But you used